On this episode, we're talking about the reopening of Walt Disney World, but this time from our kids' perspective. This is episode 296 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and today I am joined by two familiar voices, our daughters Kaylin and Lacey.
Hello.
Hello.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And as far as our new schedule goes, we now have the CTM Universal podcast on Mondays, Main Street Magic on Tuesdays, the Diz Dudes come in every Wednesday, and Capture the Magic with Jared and Jamie Lee on Thursdays, and coming very soon on Fridays will be a Club 32 exclusive show. So if you want even more content, including that show, Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams from not only Disney but Universal Studios as well, CTM at the Movies, 20% off all CTM Network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at CTMVIP.com. And if you want to plan your next Disney vacation or Universal vacation, now as things are opening back up and reservations are becoming available, you want to reach out to Zippity Doodah Travel, as they are our trusted source for your next vacation. You can go to travelwithzip.com and fill out a quick form right there and let them know what you're looking to do. They're going to give you a free quote. They're also going to help you book. They're going to help you plan. They're going to basically be your personal travel assistant, and all of that is at no additional cost to you. And finally, if you want the best in not only Disney but Universal theme park inspired coffees, teas, and more, head out to expeditionroasters.com and use code CTM15, and you will save 15% off your entire order. So welcome to the show, girls. Thank you for filling in today for your mother while she is working.
Yes. I feel like every time I come on, I'm mainly like filling in.
This is true. Exactly. I mean, people want you guys on there. People do enjoy having you.
I did.
Thank you.
Technically come up with this idea because I said, Daddy, can we do like a Q&A?
Yeah. No, that's true. You guys like doing this, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I do.
A little that's bit. Nice. So what I thought is, you know, Rhonda and I discussed about 2 weeks ago the reopening of Walt Disney World as we went to Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom and stayed at Pop Century on opening weekend. But it was very much our perspective. And so what I thought is that it would be interesting to get kids' perspective in the way that you experienced it and enjoyed or didn't enjoy it. And so I went out to our Club 32 members, who are awesome as always, and said, what questions would you like to ask the girls about the reopening of Walt Disney World? So we've got several to go through, and that's just how we're going to base this. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into it then. So first, Amanda Jackson asked, how did you feel wearing a mask all day? We can start with Kaylin.
Okay. So I felt completely fine. There are only a couple times where I may need to go to the side and like breathe a little bit. I mean, sometimes it can get a little bit, I guess, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't breathe. But I mean, for me, it's fine. Really, I could do it. Yeah.
How about you, Lacey?
I hate it because since the humidity, like the sweat, like brings up in my mask. Like literally, even for 5 minutes, it's just so much sweat. Like, and then sometimes from all the hotness, I feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to have a heat stroke.
So we have had some issues and some things, mm-hmm. as usually, Lacey, when you first put on a mask, and especially when we get outside. And I know that I think it's a little overwhelming for you at times, mm-hmm. but what has helped you? Because you've done incredibly well. All things considered, you've done amazing with the mask. I know that sometimes I think at first, each time you have to put it on and go outside, it's a little bit much. But what are some things that have helped you deal with the mask?
People coming and then, or like our friends coming and distract, or like getting me distracted, so then I don't focus on my mask and not feeling like I can't breathe.
Or maybe like your phone. I know that that's helped, mm-hmm. you, where you'll go ahead and put in headphones or AirPods now because you're spoiled and just had a birthday.
Well, I am spoiled, but I'm not a brat because I'm amazing.
Well, that's fair. So that is something, though, that has helped, because I know that we will have a lot of listeners with kids that maybe have some of those same anxieties and they want to be able to control them. So for you, it's kind of just talking, it's friends, it's phones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I once a while ago kind of almost, I guess, had a heat stroke. It was kind of close. I almost passed out. I basically almost passed out.
Not with masks, though.
Not with masks.
That's what happened
but
in Universal.
When I do have masks, sometimes I can kind of relate to those times. So I'm like, okay, let me just get some water, go into the shade, sit down a bit.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think those are things. And if I'm going to go ahead real quick up to Jen, who kind of piggybacks on this question from Amanda. And she said, well, her daughter actually asked, did you get overheated with the masks? And were you nervous at all being back at Disney during this COVID crisis, Lacey?
Overheated.
Did you ever, you kind of felt overheated in senses because of the sweat?
Because, the sweat was building up, even if I, first put it on for 5 minutes, and Florida is so humid and stuff. Yeah. I would definitely recommend not bringing a jacket. I mean, actually, yes. For the room, because all rooms at Disney are freezing.
That's mostly due to your mother.
That is one thing where
she likes to crank that air down.
Some of the buildings are so cold, so you go to very, very high temperatures to freezing temperatures, and
especially when I wear shorts, when I first because it's so hot that day. I mean, it's hot literally every day except winter in Florida, but yeah, it was so cold. I forgot which hotel it was, but I think it was Disney or Universal. I have no idea. We've been back there so many times, but I don't know.
I know. So was there anything for either of you that were you nervous about going back? I mean, I've run a pretty tight ship here at home for the past few months,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting you back into the wild in a sense. Were you ever nervous?
I was nervous because I was kind of nervous that nobody was going to be wearing masks or something, especially at, the pools and the water parks where you don't wear masks. And I thought I was going to, because Universal on water rides, you don't have to wear a mask on
Correct.
It?
Correct.
I thought I was going to suffocate from the water on Cali River Rapids. But I didn't get wet, at all because they turned off all the stuff.
Yeah, no, we can talk about that. There was a lot of the extra water features that mm-hmm. would normally spritz you or waterfalls that were turned off, which, mm-hmm. I think is a pretty good way to do it so that people aren't pulling down masks because, when you start to do some of the rides at Universal where they're saying you can remove your mask during a water ride, then, you kind of feel like, well, then what's the purpose? Why are we wearing them in the first place?
There was this one time where it was me, Lacey, and McKenna, and we were going on Gringotts.
Shout out to McKenna from the wonderful Monday morning monorail.
I love her. She's so nice.
I know. She is so amazing.
And so we start to get on when the gates open, and somebody stops us. And we're like, and they're like, okay, just stay back. And we're like, okay. And no one really gets on, and they start to clean out. They start spritzing down and cleaning the first row, the one that we were supposed to go on. But they didn't clean any of the other rows, so we were a bit confused, because first we thought they were cleaning it, but they didn't clean any other rows. And then the people on the third row got in, and we didn't. And one of the cast member worker people...
Team members.
Oh, okay, so they're team
members. That's what they're called at Universal, team members.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. So one of the team members actually told us that somebody removed their mask on that row, so they had to clean it.
Wow, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because I had forgot that story, and that's one I know that's going to relate to Universal, which I'm glad we can bring up and kind of compare as well.
And in the line, I guess, we had the virtual thingy or whatever because we were pass holders, so it took 5 minutes to get on.
Yeah, Express Pass.
Yeah, Express Pass. That's what it's called there. I forgot for a minute. Anyways, so when you're about to get on the ride and then there's people going and then another vehicle comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in or we lined up as usual because I was in the middle, McKenna was on the side and Kaylin was on the other side. And then they're like, "Oh, you have to stay behind the line because there's a line." And we're like, "Wait, why?" And then they said, because the person who's, like, telling people, like, come on, you can do, and, like, who's operating it, like, you have to say 6 feet, so.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think that's interesting is that, you know, of course, they're always watching, right?
Yeah.
And so for them to do that, you know, because from what we've experienced, Universal is not doing regular cleaning schedule, whereas Disney, each ride is shutting down for a few moments every 2 hours, and they're fully sanitizing the ride vehicles. Mm-hmm. But Disney's also stated that if you pull your mask down during a ride, guess what you're not getting? Your ride photo.
Really?
Yeah.
That, huh. I feel like you should have a more punishment, because that's literally...
That's, you think it should be more of a punishment?
Yeah, because like... Yeah. Taking your mask down could, if you had COVID and didn't realize it and you accidentally coughed and then like it could like spread and then Disney would have to shut down. Right. Like one single person taking their mask off or taking their mask down for like even a minute and then they accidentally cough or sneeze.
Yeah.
Like they could have COVID and not realize it because it could just... That one person could affect the whole Disney World.
You're right.
Yeah, well, it was funny because I was on Dinosaur, and like right when it stopped, my mask fell down just a tiny bit, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Oh crap!" And I put my hand up to my mask right when I took the picture, so I think it might kind of almost look like I was trying to put it down.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
I'm not sure if we got in that ride photo, but we're going to go back. We're going to move on from that portion of the masks and all, but I do think that's very important to hear that from, mm-hmm. you know, a 10-year-old now and a 12-and-a-half-year-old. But Amanda Jackson had also asked, what was your favorite part about being back on property at Disney World?
I think my favorite part was just kind of, I guess, that atmosphere and how empty it was.
Yeah.
At the hotels, it was so nice because I love walking around I like sometimes to walk around the hotels at dark.
Yes, you do.
Because it's nice and, first of all, it's nice and dark. And second of all, there aren't as many people.
Right.
So now I can do that in the day.
Yeah, like from all day crazy. Long, there aren't as many people.
I know.
Which is interesting. How about you, Lacey?
What was the question again?
Well, what was your favorite part of being back on property? What did you enjoy the most?
Probably like just hanging out at the pool, especially at Wilderness Lodge, because there wasn't as many people. Yeah. And one time there was literally nobody going down the slide, so like I would just keep going down the slide without having to wait.
You did it so many times in a row.
But then two other people came on, and I was sad because.
Dare them.
And then I stopped, and then they kept going down the slide a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like sisters, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I find interesting about the water, like the water areas, is that they don't take your temperature in the hotels.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't have to have your mask on in those areas. So,
well, in the pool, but that's the same as Universal. Now,
because you don't have fabric on your mouth in the pool.
What I'm trying to say is Universal, when you walk into the hotels, they take your temperature.
So Universal
Disney does not.
Well, so here's what we were discussing, and because I thought the same thing, and now we're starting to figure out some stuff, and Disney's figuring out some stuff, is that at Universal, you have to go get your key card for your room to use it.
Yeah,
right?
That's
so you
true.
Have to be forced to go through the lobby. With Disney, you can completely bypass the lobby your entire trip with online check-in. So there's really not a way for them to, you know, they're trying to force people to do online check-in to stop the face-to-face interactions. But at the same time, that means people don't have to come through the lobby where you could potentially do a temperature check.
Yeah.
Now, announced today, they are going to start doing temperature checks at sit-down restaurants at Disney.
Okay.
Oh,
so
nice.
That'll be something. Okay. Yeah.
And I realized that. So first, when wasn't it the first time we went back to Disney? The first time we went to a park, they didn't check our temperature.
Well, that was a little bit of a snafu.
Yeah, and it was weird to us because I think we were at Hollywood or what was it? Or what park
snafu.
Was it? No, what park was it?
Oh, Magic Kingdom on opening day.
Yeah, and we went to the we went like to the buses or something, and we went, I think, a different way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they didn't check our temperature, and then the next day when we went to another park, they took our temperature because when you get into the park, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, so let's, we're going to move on to Samantha, who asked, you know, of all the changes that we've seen here at Disney, you know, and maybe even you can talk a little bit about Universal, because they're very similar,
mm-hmm.
with the COVID guidelines. What are there changes that you actually would like to see them keep? You know, let's talk about changes like no fast passes. Let's talk about changes like
they need fast
virtual
queues
or things like that. Are there changes that you would want to keep? Obviously, you would like to keep the changes of having very low crowds.
Correct? I feel Wait, didn't they like make their maximum people in the park slash or like the parks?
Very, like very low capacity.
Yeah.
You wish they could keep that forever.
Yeah, forever.
I don't know that Disney could stay open forever with that limited. Or your ticket prices would be 1,000 times as much.
That's true.
It'd be like $2,000 a day to go to Disney.
Except we're pass holders, so.
Well, the pass holder would be way more.
But no, maybe let's talk about things like, you know, there are sanitizing stations everywhere.
I actually really like those. I would like them to keep those.
Because Universal, they, every time... They like or every time you get on a ride, they do it themselves and they sanitize your hands, and then when you get off the ride they don't, but they'd probably expect you to have hand sanitizer handy in your pocket or purse or whatever, backpack, whatever. So that's what me and Daddy and we all sanitize our hands. Or Daddy is like, here, opens his fanny pack and then gets out his hand sanitizer, like put hand sanitizer on your hands. And yeah, and also I feel like they should make all the rides virtual queue.
Okay.
So then you'd like, well, maybe some of the rides like Small World or small rides, not virtual queue, because I feel like it's too much. Because like, I feel like it's like, you're like, oh, let's go to Mine Train or something and And I feel like for the big roller coasters and stuff, you need a virtual queue, like Hagrid's and Rise. Like, I just feel like it's better. I don't know why. Like,
yeah,
I can't,
but do you miss fast passes?
Yeah, I do.
Even with short waits on other rides? You know, because I think we experienced, going to Magic Kingdom this past Sunday, is that waits were getting longer than we had experienced at first.
Yeah.
Still 30 to 45 minutes is not bad for a lot of these rides. But do you still think that you would like the idea of a fast pass where even if this low capacity lasts for a while, you know, let's say the next year or so.
Probably.
Would you still want fast passes to kind of guarantee those three rides that'll be short waits?
Well, for me, with the whole fast pass thing, I just kind of think that the fast passes should be there for, again, bigger rides with normally more wait times.
Yeah.
Like roller coasters, like maybe Mine Train, maybe Big Thunder, some bigger things that normally have lots of waits.
Yeah.
The small ones that normally are pretty small wait, I don't think you would really need a fast pass.
So you maybe would, you wouldn't implement fast passes for all rides.
Yeah.
You would implement them for the biggest ones or virtual queues or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, and as parks and capacity do eventually ramp up, how nice is it to be in a queue or a line and not have everybody on top of each other because you have to keep 6 feet
apart
from other families?
I actually would
like. Don't you
like
wish that could stay forever?
Because sometimes, like even when there was the 6 feet lines, I still felt like some people were like not like following the rules, and I was looking behind me and I was like, 6 feet. And especially because when there wasn't corona, whatever, I would look behind me and be like, oh, they're close, okay, no germies, I don't want germies on me.
Well, I think that's what, same, but same with the sanitizing stations, you know?
Because mommy is such a germaphobe, even when Rona wasn't a thing, or well, Rona wasn't super, super bad.
Oh, she's been, you know, yeah, very heavy into sanitizers for years. But I do think it is something, I think those are changes that we'll see put in place forever, is that hand sanitizer will be all over, you know, signs stating, please constantly wash your hands, things like that, I think will be part of our regular life going to theme parks for foreseeable future.
I, like, never wash my hands in the park, only after the bathroom, and it's because, like, I never get time to because of how much sanitizer there is.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, they're like, wash your hands and stuff, but my hands, like, are dead now because of how much sanitizer.
Oh,
like,
they dry?
Yeah, they're dry after, like, every single day, even if we just ride a couple rides one day.
Yeah. What you could do to help that is shower and moisturize.
I don't like lotion on my body.
You don't like lotion on your body?
Not even my hands. It just feels weird, especially when I squeeze my hands, and then it's like just weird.
All right, so we're gonna move on to another question. We're gonna go to Molly. She said, "Was there any time that you felt unsafe or uncomfortable?"
For me, it's only in the more water areas, just because again they don't
because masks can come off potentially come down, like the pool. You mean
yes, the pool areas. Like, I feel as if they should take your temperature before going into an area where you can take your mask off.
And that may be something that's happening, like they're doing with the restaurants.
Yeah, like sit-down restaurants and pool areas.
Yeah,
and
like,
anywhere generally.
And, like, I feel like they, I don't, like, I actually don't know. Like,
But it doesn't mean you had to have felt uncomfortable. I mean, it's just the question, is there a time that you did?
Because sometimes we would be like, I don't know why, but now I'm such, like, a germaphobe that whenever I walk by someone or, like, just quickly walk by someone, I would
hold my breath
yep. until, like, their whiff went away or something.
You and me are so much alike. When Mommy and I walk in the mornings, you know, we walk around the neighborhood and we're on the sidewalk. And as you see other people come on the sidewalk, you know, 98% of the time, one of us just kind of moves to the street and we're not within, you know, 6 feet. But there's times where it's kind of like you're getting that weird dance off, in a sense, where nobody leaves the sidewalk. Okay, and then, as I walk past them, I will hold my breath for like 30, 40 seconds until I'm past them. So you and I are very similar.
I've done 30, 40 seconds. I just do, or I don't know why, but I feel like it's so weird that I just do it because, like, I just want to stay safe, I guess. And, I'm like, okay, Lacey, hold your breath. And then, like, a couple seconds later, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I think I've, like, probably done that before, but just when, like, passing people. Yeah. So.
And I feel like it's just only me.
Like, in a...
Right. Yeah. So Molly also asked, what was the first thing you wanted to do being back in the parks?
Explore.
Explore.
Okay. Yeah, for one...
Look around without all those people.
For one, explore. For two, take pictures.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And another one,
he's good. You may hear some snorting coming from Stitch.
Yeah, because he's a snorter and he's in my lap because he's my BB.
Yes, he is your baby.
And he's my emotional support animal.
Yeah.
He gives me emotional support. That is true. I really wanted, or I was really excited to do Runaway Railway, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It was so much fun, and I'm not going to give any spoilers because I know a lot of people haven't rode it yet, but I just want to say it was so much fun, and it was actually a 40-minute wait, or it said 40 minutes, but it was actually like 20, and first it said like 100 or something, or 50 or something, and then it died down to 40, and we were like, who cares? Let's just go.
Yeah,
we did.
What did you think of Runaway Railway, Kaylin? Did you enjoy it?
I really liked it.
This was the first time. This was what.
Yeah,
was
really cool.
This
really
is what
excited.
I think we. You know, your mom and I, or mom. I didn't even know how to. When I'm talking to both of you, what should I refer to her as?
Because
you call her mommy. You call her mom.
Well,
I don't care.
Or you don't.
I really don't care.
Just say either mom.
Is it weird
or...
if I say your mother?
No. Yes.
That's fine.
Okay.
Just say mom.
What do I call her, Rhonda?
But that's just...
I think what Rhonda and I were most excited about was for you guys to have your first ride on Mickey and Minnie's
Runaway. Yeah,
yeah, was I really was nice. Super excited too. Like the first time we went to Disney, and it wasn't my birthday weekend, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought we were. Why are you chewing on that? That's weird.
Keep going, honey.
I thought we were gonna ride it, I thought we were gonna ride it. I think that was when we were staying at Pop Century, and I thought we were gonna ride it. And I was so excited.
Yeah, but they weren't open yet. Hollywood Studios wasn't open yet. Yeah, Hollywood Studios in Epcot opened several days after Magic Kingdom and
also Animal I Kingdom. Like the fact that we're so we were at the. Sorry, I like burped.
Okay.
We were at the pool, but I paused.
I get
so distracted by other things.
You get distracted by lots of things, honey.
Yeah, and it's we were at the like pool. Me. I also like talking.
You do like talking. I will say that you do enjoy talking, don't you?
Yes, I very much do. So we were
So
we were at the pool.
Yes, correct.
Yes, correct. That is correct. Sorry.
Well, where are you going with this, sweetie? You don't even know anymore,
sound
do
like
you?
That one kid no, I who do. Goes, you ever wish you wish you would, like he just stutters. Kid? He stutters
no,
a lot.
No, it's a
no,
meme.
It's not stuttering. It's just that her mouth moves faster than her brain.
I do that sometimes. So let me talk about something. That yeah,
let's
talk about.
Kaylin. Well, let's let no, Kaylin talk about.
You don't even know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I am. So we were at the pool, and we were doing that activity thingy.
Yeah.
And then I saw the board that and it was at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw the board and it said, like, when parks open. And it said, like, Epcot opens at, like, 11 and stuff. And that, I was really happy about that because then, like, Mommy and Daddy wouldn't have, Mom and Dad, whatever. Mommy and Daddy wouldn't have to be, like, come on, or at 9, we're like, or they wake us up and they're like, come on, let's go to a park. And we're like, oh my gosh, right now? Like, it's so early. And then we would finally get up and get ready, and then I would still be getting ready, and and Mommy and Daddy would be like, oh my God, hurry up, we're always waiting on you.
Yeah, all that information is very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that had to do with anything.
No,
but
like, they open later.
Well, yeah, they are staggering the openings so that you have Animal Kingdom at 8, Magic Kingdom at 9, Hollywood Studios at 10, and then you have Epcot at 11. So probably works out for you guys for some of the later openings.
Yeah.
So Sarah, I think we kind of touched on this question, but if there's anything else you want to add is that, you know, she'd be interested to know if there's certain changes you guys really liked compared to how Disney was pre-COVID. And I think for you guys, that is obviously the more limited capacities.
Yeah, I was going to say earlier, when I walk around and it's really empty, for me, it's similar to when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with being in the rain. I don't care if I get all, like, wet and stuff. So I love to just walk down, like, the middle of the street while it's raining because everybody's mainly, like, undercover. So it was really nice for me because there's, like, no one there.
And it was like that without it raining.
But you'd probably get struck by lightning, so.
Well, only if it's
what is with you and getting struck by lightning
kinda
all the time?
It's kind of cool, I guess, when it rains at Disney because.
I like when it rains sometimes.
I feel like I barely ever hear thunder when it's just, like, raining in the hotel room. I never, like, hear, I barely ever hear thunder because never say never. But I did, I think, hear a little bit of thunder at Wilderness when we were there.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on to Dixie and asks, what time of day would y'all recommend people to start their park visits?
What does that mean?
Well, so, and I think I can kind of answer this because I don't know if you guys will realize it. Maybe when I say it, you will. You know, we have these staggered openings of 8, 9, 10, 11. Mm-hmm. What we have found is that a couple hours after opening, seems to start to fizzle out a little bit. Because I think the people that get there at the park opening...
You mean die down? I don't know what fizzle out means. Yeah, so it's weird.
Well, then you do know what it means if you just said die down.
Well,
so
I could have said die down.
I think that people in early afternoon, 2 o'clock, 3, 4 o'clock, it seems the parks start to empty out. And I think it's because people that show up for opening do everything they need to in the first couple hours. So that...
But the real trick...
But then they start to leave.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because they're like, okay, we've done everything, and it's just too packed. And,
well, it's
and
also because of the heat from masks.
No, and they're probably...
That's a great point,
no,
too,
No, like,
Kaylin.
It just... As it gets get hot that in the aside. Afternoon. Just get that mm-hmm. aside. Like,
get what aside?
No, just, like, put that aside, the mask thing. I feel like people are like, okay, we've done everything we need to do, and especially because it's so packed, I thought it would be much... Or like, much less people.
Okay.
And then, it like, the real people who stay and are until, like, 3 are like, yeah, we've got the park to ourselves now, technically.
And I think that's
like,
a good time
people,
to go.
They don't know.
Yeah, or even closer to the evening at this point with everything that's going on, I think really is the way to go. And I like the ability to not feel like you have to rope drop. You know, I right now, that's not... needed, and it's a good feeling, I think, you know. So we're gonna move on to another question from Amanda. She said, so what resort would you stay at that's currently open given the shortened park hours? Now I know you guys can throw some out and I'll tell you if they're open or closed. I know you don't have the whole list or anything, but
so what we stayed at so far, I'm just gonna say a couple. So I probably choose Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge, mm-hmm. Which house did we say is stay in?
Kidani.
What's the other one?
Jumbo.
Jumbo House. I would recommend there if you could like possibly get that.
Well, Jumbo's not open currently, so you would have to stay in Kidani because the DVC portions are open. But still, I think you would recommend that, correct?
Because like the is it Kidani that we didn't stay in?
No, that's where we stayed last Monday night.
Okay, then Jumbo, that one, I feel like I would just recommend that one because it's so nice because there's that cookie decorating thing.
Right, but none of that's open right now.
I know.
So we're talking about during this day and age, as people are planning trips, and especially with their children, where would you recommend being based on? I mean, we had an amazing time at the Kidani pool. Kimmy, who was the activities cast member, was unbelievable. Remember when we sat in the pool?
Yeah, she was
really
nice.
She was amazing. How about you, Kevin? So Wilderness Lodge, I agree with that one, too. I think there's a lot still to do there with the hidden Mickey hunts and stuff that we did.
Yeah, and just, I feel like that's a thing where, like, if you go, like, in, you have a flight due or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you go at a flight and you get there at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning or something, and obviously the parks aren't open, so I feel like that's a resort to just, like, you don't need to go to a park.
For sure.
If your room isn't ready yet.
I agree.
Like, so if your room isn't ready, you could just hang out by the fire, play on your phone or something, hang out by the geyser, go to Geyser Point, anything, literally. Yeah.
Agree, and like, one other thing I'll say about, you know, well, Wilderness Lodge, again, perfect, Animal Kingdom Lodge, is wonderful if you can get, you know, DVC side there over at Kidani, because I want to mention Jordan, who remember we met, who was one of the cast members and told us all about all about the animals, mm-hmm. and then we saw him the next morning and he's like, oh hey guys, you're back, and
yeah, that was
just
cool.
You know, I think those are wonderful areas to be at. Mm-hmm. Where else do you think, you know, you got to think mostly of DVC.
I would I actually really liked Wilderness.
Yeah.
Wilderness, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think I love the fact that it's, like, it's so big, yet some areas are also kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where we stayed, when you first entered, it was almost like a castle.
Yeah.
And there were, like, separate, like, area. It was just so cool. It was, like, somewhere where I'd want to almost live. But
I'd live at Wilderness Lodge in a heartbeat. Yeah. I would totally do that.
But
I would also live in that, like, the Surfside Hotel, that room.
Okay.
at Universal. It's really nice. All right. I don't know why I said that. I just wanted to.
All right. Ooh, did you have something else, Caitlin?
Kind of. I mean, it's just, it was really nice. Yes. And one day I do kind of want to go with, like, I guess some people and walk around at like 3 a.m. That'd be really fun.
Oh, Wilderness Lodge?
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil's hour. I don't know if that's a good idea.
What?
I don't know. That's then what
I'll
they
do
call
it,
it.
I'll do it at 5.
That's fair. So we're going to move on to Jason. So he said, how was the Disney experience without all the shows and the fireworks and the parades and things like that? What did you think?
It was really good, actually, because... Oops. Because... I don't know, really. Oh. Like,
but it was okay by you.
Wait, so
did you,
like,
miss them?
Not actually really that... Only... The Once Upon a Time one in Magic Kingdom, I really like that.
Happily Ever After?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
Yep. How about you, Caitlin?
I found that it was fine without that stuff, but again, I did miss Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
Because every time I would watch it, it like basically made me cry for some reason.
Yeah. No, I think it does it for most people.
Caitlin's really emotional.
Yeah. No, what about what they kind of
she
did
said
in
she
place
cried
of
on
it?
Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
So what they did kind of in place of it is they have these, you know, roaming characters that, like, you know, are up in areas. Mm-hmm. Or at Animal Kingdom, they come by on the pontoon boats.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
did you guys enjoy that?
Yeah, it was actually really, really cool. Nice. Instead of actually, like, having a whole parade that you have to, like, line off.
And wait for.
Yeah. Because, like, you could just be walking through the park and then you see, or, like... Because I think Magic Kingdom, we were going to, like, Big Thunder Mountain or something, and Lucy and Caleb and Jamie were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw, like, when they, or at that day, I'm pretty sure I saw it, a mini parade, but, like, they didn't have to, like, that was pretty cool.
No, I thought it's been a good kind of... you know, replacement for having the standard stuff. But.
I actually love the characters. I just sometimes don't really like talking to them. So I actually really like that.
Yeah. So do you think this is a better way to experience characters in a sense than an actual waiting in line in a meet and greet?
Because I feel like meet and greets, the characters would have to wear masks.
Right.
And that's just... like, weird, I feel like, because they're characters.
It's actually, I almost would rather them wear masks, because it's almost imagine having a meet and greet with Cinderella, and she just has her gloves on and, like, a mask and stuff.
But, like, you guys weren't there, I think it was Passholder Preview when your mother, Rhonda, and I walked in, and the princesses were lining up.
Oh, that's cool.
On the train station on the second level there. And it was very cool because we got to see them all at once and they're waving. And I think for us at this point...
Wait,
like,
was that like a little show thingy to just wave to?
Yeah, kind of in a way.
Were they doing something?
No,
or,
I mean,
like,
they were just waving. They were just waving everybody and welcoming them to the park.
I would really want
to
see that.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
really,
so that was kind of cool.
Cool.
And then, you know, I mean...
Wait, where?
I thought at Magic Kingdom. And then I thought it was neat. You know, we're sitting at Nomad Lounge to see all the different characters come through
boats
in several boats.
We did see Pocahontas and some of her friends.
Yeah.
And so first we saw, like, was that Pluto or something?
Yeah. We saw Pluto and Mickey and Minnie, and we saw
Pocahontas. Mickey when we were walking to Nomad. And then, like, when we got there, like, a little bit after, we saw, like, Pocahontas, I think. And then when we were, like, almost about to leave, I guess, we saw, a little band or, like, playing with somebody, like, playing drums and, like, somebody playing a guitar. And it was really cool.
That was very cool. Very, very cool. We're going to move on to Allie. And she asks, do you have any Disney traditions, like something that we do every time we go? And do you think any of those traditions, I'm going to add this part on, do you think any of those traditions have changed now because of COVID?
I don't think we have many traditions except the Halloween party.
Well, no, I mean traditions every time we go. I feel like we maybe have some. Like, there's certain places we love to eat. Mm-hmm. There's certain things we love
to
do,
right?
So we
go every time and go every time and or go and eat there slash do that every time.
Sometimes. What do you think, Kaylin?
That's not really a tradition if
I'm
like.
What do you think, Kaylin?
I honestly don't really remember any, like, I guess, traditions that we do. I mean,
aren't traditions you do something every year?
I take a photo of the welcome sign every time we drive under it.
That's true.
Well,
I
that's
feel
your
like,
tradition.
No, I.
That's not a family tradition.
Our family tradition is us getting into the room and us, like, all sweaty and all gross and wanting to just lay down and lay our stuff everywhere. And then you yell at us because you have to do a room tour.
Wow, that is a
that's wonderful our family tradition.
So, our family tradition is that we have to do room tours for Club 32.
Or instead of the room tour, you'd be like, okay, come on, let's go to a park now.
All right. Well, you guys turned this one into a place I wasn't thinking. Like, maybe it was like we all love each other and get family photos and stuff.
Yeah, we have
to do that. Oh, really, our family tradition is when we are heading to Disney and you take a picture of everyone.
Yes, we do. We do that. Dunkin' Donuts on our way out is a family tradition.
No.
Usually.
No one ever eats it all.
No, I eat all my food.
Well, I don't. Anyways, yeah, that's actually a tradition that we do. But we don't do it at Disney.
Right, that's true.
Well, it's on the way. I feel like it's enough.
Daddy,
you just killed that question.
You force us to, so I'm kidding.
Thanks. All right.
Well, sometimes I'm watching my phone and you're like, Lacey, come on, let's take the photo. I'm like,
Lacey,
what?
It's like 5 seconds long. It's not even 5 seconds long. It's like 3 seconds long.
That's true.
No, but I always have to go like, you can't see me, so like I always have to like lean so much to
Well, it's because you're little.
Yeah, because Daddy's blocking my way.
No,
because I'm big.
He has man shoulders.
No. Okay. What? Okay, that actually
no, from
really
bunked.
You have manly shoulders.
No, bunked. Hazel's like she has giant man shoulders.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you have one more thing to add to this question that'll just
that actually
destroy
really
it?
Reminds? No, it really okay. reminds me of this one family that used to do a lot of vines. I forgot what they were named.
The Ebe family or something.
I think
the
it
B
was
family.
Yes, the B family. And there is one where they were all like arguing and fighting, and then someone was like, "Be on my picture," and they were all like happy and smiling,
yeah.
And then they went right
oh,
back
yeah.
to arguing.
They were like at a hotel, and then like they had moose hats on or something.
Okay, I mean that's not our family dynamic.
Well, we're not arguing.
When
but
we
Lacey's
do get into a room, though,
trying.
You guys just throw stuff everywhere, and it looks like a bomb went off within 30 minutes of being in a room. So we
you
like
mean
to go
30
into
seconds?
The room. Yeah, 30 seconds, not even 3 seconds. You
what?
Guys just throw junk everywhere.
I put my bags down.
Yeah.
And
like,
I only have
in the
like
middle
three
of the
bags.
Floor and like
no.
a
shelf hanging
no.
from a fan.
No.
Like
the frick, Kaylin? Sorry,
so,
that's rated PG
13. All right, let's move on
what?
To Sarah's question. So first she asked Lacey, did you feel like the parks
Hold
were
on,
less
important.
Fun, more fun, or the same?
What?
Did you not listen to anything I just said? You're not listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Sorry, I just...
Lacey, did you feel like the parks were less fun, more fun, or the same?
More fun because of the people, or like the capacity,
okay.
and not having to wait like 30 minutes for almost every ride.
Okay.
But I also, I don't, but do like when like, or like I... actually kind of do like when like we're how do I say it
doing
like,
what I don't know how do you say it sweetie
I don't know so like we're like in or like we're in line and I'm like daddy is gonna take forever can we ride something that's a shorter way and then he's like or and then daddy you're like or you're like no or no, it's not going to take that long because it looks more longer than it is.
It does
because
of the distance.
Spread it out.
Of course.
Because it would look so short but be so long if... but no, it would look so short if Corona wasn't a thing.
Right. Right. But it looks like it's much longer
look
because
so
you're
short
distance.
Because
yeah.
you would... and or yeah, you would be like together and yeah.
Okay. So, Kaylin, she has a question for you specifically. If you had to pick, what park would you visit the most in a 9-day trip with the way things currently are with COVID?
Epcot. I didn't actually
what?
Go.
Really? See, that still amazes me because
I
you
no.
didn't come with us when we went to
yeah,
Epcot this past
you went
weekend,
to every park.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so why would you choose Epcot, which I know is your favorite before, but I don't know. Well, I guess there's still the same amount of stuff to do. What's your reasoning? Just tell me.
My reasoning
is very strange for a 12 and a half year old to pick Epcot as their favorite park, I think.
Well, I love to walk around and look at all the countries and the atmosphere and the culture. I really like all that culture stuff, and especially me wanting to travel some places like Japan and Hawaii. Hawaii is not really like out of country state.
No, I mean, it's still part of the United States, but it's far away.
Yeah, it's far enough away where they have some different culture.
Yeah.
So it's just nice for me to go around. And now that there's going to be like basically nobody there, it's especially nice for me to look around and see all of that culture.
I know you didn't come with us, and I wish you had, because I think you'd have a different answer. For the first time since we've been back, both your mom and I felt that Epcot was the most depressing.
Why?
It's lost its soul.
What does that mean?
It doesn't have the feeling. It doesn't have the energy.
Then they should just make it all Mexico place, because Mexico is so hyped up.
And there's nobody there. They're missing, of course, the international program is gone. The college program is gone right now. So, you're not walking in to technically Japan and some of these places and having people of Japanese culture that are working. And it was like when we went, I know when we first went into like just saying Magic Kingdom and all, like we kind of, I could tell you that we probably all teared up in a sense because of, we were happy. We were happy to be back.
I didn't.
In Epcot, it was a different feeling. It was more, and I'm just speaking from my personal appearance, but I think your mom felt the same way. It was a sadness.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the place that we recognized.
Yeah, but you do know that, like, not trying to be, I guess, against it. I do understand. But then again, they are in the middle of trying to, like, destroy everything and rebuild it all. So
no,
I feel like that would be half of it.
Yeah, but the World Showcase right now is not under major construction. And the World Showcase felt like the life had been sucked out of it. And I want you to experience it, and see if you still think the same.
Okay.
So I just want to point that out, because we felt that it was so different, and I've seen the same things, from some other people. Tammy Wright, who runs the wonderful Magical Guide groups on Facebook, she had posted something similar, and I was like, you were on point. It just feels like it's missing its true identity and soul right now, and it was weird.
Maybe that's why they're making that new movie Soul.
I'm not sure that's where it came from, but. All right, so we're going to move on to Marissa. She said, what changes in the park do you think were unnecessary? And then which ones do you like? I think we've kind of covered what we like.
Yeah.
Are there things you thought were unnecessary?
I don't think
there's... I'm mostly thinking of a lot of plexiglass.
Yeah.
Did you think that was unnecessary or good?
That's not unnecessary. That's very necessary. Because I even thought, when we're doing some of them, like Pandora, when we were just walking through the queue, I even thought that it needed the plexiglass, because, I thought to myself, well, maybe because, maybe you would stand, at the end or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I think some areas the plexiglass may be needed, but some areas you don't really need it. And that's, I think, the only thing that you don't really need.
But you didn't think there was anything else that was, unnecessary? Or do you think that all of the precautions that they're taking in place are completely needed?
Yeah, that's completely needed. Yeah. But I also feel like they should space out the 6 feet things in the lines more. Because some big parties, they take up, three of them. They take up, But I even felt bad for some people. When we were with Caleb and Lucy, because we had 6 people instead of only 4, because we would take up 2 and other people wouldn't get to experience the ride faster, I guess.
Well, no, but I think the point you're making about the floor markers is a good point, because when you saw parties that were larger and not everybody's gathered on a 3-inch by 24-inch marker, so they start to fill into the next marker, which means that the people behind them need to go even a further marker back, right? Yeah. So you really want to keep 6 feet between the last person and the party in front of you, not the marker of the first person in the party in front of you, if that makes sense.
I also realize some of them were, like, ripped off or something, since everybody's,
they
like...
They are losing some. They are already...
also, yeah. Like, I'd be walking through, and I'd be like, wait, where's the next one? Because it would be so far away, because I feel like they would forget some.
No, because... Well, like, those are done. Yeah, those are done. Well, yeah, those ones are specifically done, like in Pirates. There's a very specific area at the beginning of Pirates when you get indoors that the queue is wraps around. There's no space in between each aisle of the queue.
Yeah.
So they leave an entire section open.
Yeah.
So that people aren't next to each other, and it's so hard to explain without like drawing it on a map. And I think the problem is, you know, and my thing is, look, if you're in a party, look down. If you're not standing on a marker, or it's not within a foot or two of you, you're in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you need to look at it. Just because most markers are 6 feet apart, some markers may be 20 feet apart.
Yeah.
Based on the way that a queue goes and the way that it wraps around to keep people safe and not next to each other in other lines.
Yeah,
if that makes
but
sense.
Like, I feel like because Universal does that, and I'm like, bro, Universal, that's not 6 feet, that's like 20. But also, like, but I was talking about, like, the space out, like, only a few more inches. And also, I feel like the Universal should do plexiglass, too. So then it's not, like, one marker and then, like, and even some of the lines they don't even use
sometimes.
So it doesn't even matter.
No, that's true. No, that's very true. We're going to move on to Rebecca, who you got to have dinner with the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And she says maybe a question or input on kids' meal versus adult meals, because you know what? Both of you are now considered Disney adults. Do you have a preference? I know that we sat at Geyser Point with Rebecca and her wonderful family the other night.
Sorry, Rebecca.
Yeah,
you
did not come down.
They probably missed me so
much. They did miss you, and you should have come, and you missed out on a wonderful evening.
But I didn't want to.
You still were ordering off the kids' menu. Do you think now, is there a point that you're going to want to do? You guys don't eat a lot. Like, are you going to want to go to adult meals?
For me, it really just depends on how I'm feeling. If I don't want that much food or I'm not in the mood to try different things, then I will go more towards the kids' menu. But when I do kind of want to try different things or I'm more hungry than normal, I guess, I will aim for the adult meal. And I think that's really the only difference for me.
Yeah.
So I kind of switch between them depending on how I feel.
Okay. And Lacey, you don't really eat.
I only... Well, sometimes if, like, I feel good and I, like, don't, or if, and I don't not feel good, or, I don't know. Like, if, like, I feel good and, like, I don't have that weird feeling in my stomach, like, and I only order off the kids' menu because I just love those, like, the chicken with the brown outside, like, the crispy outside is just really good, especially the Disney fries. Like, just all of them are so good. And I only technically order, quote-unquote, off the adult menu if I'm sharing, like, a steak or something with Kaylin.
Right, right. But, like, Kaylin, you had at Tiffin's, you know, we went there. You still ordered off the children's menu, and you had those tacos, and you loved them.
Yeah, well, those tacos...
You remember?
Were they on the adult menu, too,
no,
technically?
They were not.
Well,
what I think for you guys, and again, this depends on your children, is that because you guys are fairly plain and kids' meals tend to be more plain, I think it makes more sense for you to order off of the children's
menu. Well, that's why it's me for more of my mood, because sometimes if I want to try a whole bunch of different stuff.
True.
So really for me, it's just my mood.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get into the last question. This is from Amy. And we did talk about this a little bit earlier, but she said, you know, I'd like an evaluation of the best times to go during the day. Is rope dropping really a thing? You know, and I don't know that rope dropping is completely a thing right now. As we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I feel as though.
And I feel like.
What do you think, sweetie?
I feel like they just shouldn't. I don't like. I feel like they just shouldn't allow rope drop, I guess, because there'd just be so many people and there's not markers literally everywhere in the park.
Right, right. So then you're leaving it up to the guests to distance themselves.
Yeah. And like, I feel like if they extended like the opening time, it would just extend the opening time.
Right.
For like, so then I feel like they should like say like you can't rope drop, I guess, and like, in for like at least an hour, from when the park opens to an hour, like they should, like I guess well, like
they are doing some of that because they're limiting the time you can get into the park in the parking lot compared to what they used to, and it's about an hour before. You know, it used to be that if Animal Kingdom opened at 8, technically people could get into the parking lot just say 6:30 a.m. so that they could rope drop for Flight of Passage. They're now starting to shut a lot of that down.
Mm-hmm.
So rope dropping is actually becoming something harder. I mean, I think from what we stated earlier is that you might be a little bit better off if you're okay with it being hotter and more humid. I think going mid-afternoon.
Yep.
As people take breaks and as people have already done what they wanted to do and they go back to their resort, you think?
I think on the times, I never really got to say this because it wasn't technically a question. Mm-hmm. But I think the times that you'd want to go is maybe 12 or 1.
Okay.
Going to 5 or 6.
Okay.
So they're open for then, right?
When do they close? Well, 6, 7, 8, 9. So depending on the park.
Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Well, you don't want to leave like right when they close because then that'd be a lot of bus and stuff. But
how did y'all feel about the buses?
Buses were fine.
They were fine. I actually did like them because there was like you didn't just get to sit anywhere you want on the Disney buses. it would take too long if I told that story.
Yeah, we don't have to tell that story right now.
I just like telling stories.
I know you do like telling stories, sweetie.
Especially if I'm just talking about that. I
like telling stories as well.
So. I like it because you don't just get to pick any seat you like, and you actually get to, or you actually say, like a regular ride, they say how many.
Yeah.
And we obviously say 4. I mean, unless we're with somebody else, or some other people that we know, not like any random people, but we say 4, and then like they say like numbers like 1, 2, 3, and 4 or something, or like 5, 6, 7, 8, and we go to those seats, and sometimes there is 2 and 2 that are across from each other, and that's usually where we get put, I guess, and then there's barricades, which is cool.
So you think that's cool? Does that not make you feel uncomfortable? Does it make it feel, because as weird as like, it is. And we can talk about, you know, pre-COVID Disney buses, which can be very crowded and they can be whatever. But
and there'd be
there's
like
something about riding a Disney bus that makes you feel like you're at Disney. Do you feel like any of that's taken away?
Well, because you're at Disney.
Well, I know, but do you feel like any of that's taken away because you're positioned in these certain areas and there's seats that say you can't sit here and there's partitions and what do you think?
I feel comfortable with it because, like you said, some of the seats say for your safety, this seat is not available.
Yeah.
But so one time, we were at Disney with Caleb and Lucy, I think, and it was during Rona. So when we got on the bus, we were going to Magic Kingdom, and that's when I didn't really want to go, but then I had a good time. But anyways.
Yeah, it's you every park visit pretty much.
Well, except when there's people there usually, like friends. Anyways, like so we got put in the back seats, and there is only 5 in the back, right?
Your mother and I shared this on the reopening episode 1.
Can I just say?
I would love if you would tell the story from your perspective.
And then, Daddy sat on one of the barricade thingies, and they put somebody else random with him, and then somebody like across from him was like, "Sir," or to the bus driver, they were like, "Sir, that woman or man or whatever can't sit there because that man is with that party." So, it's. I wouldn't say illegal, but it would be pretty bad if they did that, or if they left him like, or if they left you like that, and he figured it out, or did he just...
No, we got it all settled, yeah, and they moved, and that person had to get on the next bus. That is correct.
They had to get on the...
Yeah, they had to go on the next bus. You know, that's the last question we had, but I do want to see if there's anything else you guys want to wrap up with.
Really.
Overall, I mean, is this... Have you...
All right. Make sure to leave a like and subscribe. I'm kidding. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Kaylin.
Yes.
Were you glad to be back at Disney?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And you were too, Lacey.
Yes.
It was something that you did enjoy being back. I think I saw something different in you guys that, you know, I mean, we've talked about, I think y'all were spoiled enough that...
Yes, I'm spoiled.
You didn't always love going to Disney anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
But you were excited to be back.
It would just get really boring, nice. I guess. I mean, everybody is probably hating on me right now and saying, oh, it's
Haters
not boring.
Gonna hate.
Yeah. But,
Taylor Swift.
I feel like...
quotes.
Anyways, I'd be like, well, can we just not go to a park right now? Because it's like getting boring now, and mommy and daddy would be like, boring? Really? So you're just gonna be that spoiled or something? And then I'd be like, well, we go every single month.
Yeah.
And we've done, and they haven't, and before Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and Rise of the Resistance, there was no new rides.
Right.
So we'd literally done every single ride almost, but...
I have done all rides at Disney.
But true. I don't want to do probably almost ever in my... when I'm a child, Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror, so...
So this was a very open-ended question that I apparently asked, but that was a lot of great input, and I appreciate it.
And I don't even know what I was talking about before, so I don't...
I know.
I can't finish it.
I know,
and
it's
good
often
for
hard to
because
tell.
You hate when I talk.
No, I love when you talk, but...
You sure?
You do go on a bit sometimes, and I wasn't sure what your direction was. Based on the original question. So I want to thank you girls so much for coming on, and you guys are always a joy to have on, and people love to hear from you.
Yeah, I know. Everybody loves us. I mean me, not Caleb.
All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you've not already subscribed to Main Street Magic, please do so now.
And
you might
us
as well
on...
subscribe to Capture the Magic Universal, Diz Dudes, and the Capture the Magic podcast. And while you're out there, please leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps our shows grow.
Good job, girls.
Thank you.
We'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.